case of a new cool thing to do, as we heard, is not only to go away for Pesach, but now you go away for Shavuos as well to a hotel. Now, that presents... No, I hear that. In certain places, yes, certain places, no. We'll leave that. You could fill in the blanks of which places do people go away, people don't. And that doesn't concern us. But this year, you have a double problem. Because this year, Shavuos is a three-day yontif. And Shabbos is included, obviously, in that yontif. Now, on Shabbos, you run into a whole new host of problems of Eruvim. And so we've been talking about, obviously, for the first few weeks of building an Erev around the town. That doesn't apply. You're in a hotel. There are hopefully four walls to your hotel. No one is going outside. You maybe walk out to get a little bit of fresh air. Okay, so you could take out the tissue out of your pocket when you walk outside. That doesn't bother us. Now the issue is, what about the last few weeks we've been talking about Erev Chatzeres? Erev Chatzeres needs to be made even in a Rishus HaYachid. So in other words, it's four walls. Still, you need to combine. The rabbis made this Derabbanan Gezeira that you need to have a box of matzahs for all the people to combine so that you are one group. The question is, do you ever make an Erev Chatzeres at these hotels? So do you need an Erev Chatzeres in a hotel to be able to carry from your room simply to the lobby? You think it's crazy. There are four walls. Everyone knows. What do you mean? Erevs are outside. No. But that doesn't take care of the Erev Chatzeres. So what is the halacha? So question number one, who owns the hotel? So I can date myself and talk about the Washington Hotel where I had my bar mitzvah. Or the Homowak, right? But I don't know. Are there any hotels now that are owned? I don't know, Fleischmann's are owned by, or that Arlington in New Hampshire, right? The one owned by Frum Jews, I'm imagining. So let's say you have a hotel which is owned completely by Frum Jews. Now, there could be Nochrim in the hotel, it doesn't bother me, but it's 100% owned. Let's make it clear, there are no corporations involved. It's one person owns the whole thing himself. Fine. What's the halacha? They may still have corporations also. Again, run into corporations again, it's a whole other shir. But let's assume it's cleanly owned by a Frum Jew. So Shulchan Aruch says, when one person, a Bala Bayis, who has many houses in a chatzer, which is basically a person who owns multiple hotel rooms, and he rents out, or he lends out, be nice if the hotels lent it out, but they rent it out to you, each room, says Shulchan Aruch, you are... Oh, and one more point. And in each room, there are items that are not moved because they're so heavy that are really owned by the proprietor of the hotel or the owner of all these houses. In other words, stoves, you know, carbon monoxide meter, or any items that are in beds, you know, tables, chairs, which are in these rooms. Since these items exist in the room, even though the owner is renting them out, everyone becomes Nasu Kulam Keorchim Etzlo. The people who are renting out the hotel rooms become like guests in his big one house. And obviously, if you have a guest at your house, you don't have to make an Erev Chatzeres for your own, you know, five-bedroom house, even though you have guests staying in two bedrooms for Shabbos, because it's all your house. Same thing over here, says Shulchan Aruch, Erev Chatzeres goes out the window when a frum person owns all these rooms. Says the Betzel HaChachma, therefore, what does this apply to nowadays? The modern hotel. A hotel owned by a frum person would be fine. You don't need to make an Erev Chatzeres at all. You could leave right now, end of shir. But, one second, before we get to the bigger problem, I'll note that even if the Nachrim are, even if there are non-Jews who are staying at the hotel, does that mess up your Erev Chatzeres? We pointed out the last week, if there are Nachrim in the town, you have to rent their house from them, or give a token amount to the owner of the city in order to, or Moshe Ha'ir, in order to allow you to carry. So what about in this hotel? Do you need to do that? Do you need to knock on all the Nachrim's room before Yontif and say, here, can I give you, before Shabbos, say, can I give you a dollar? No, says the Avnei Derech, knows when the proprietor rents out the rooms to the Ein Yehudi, he has in mind, he says, I'm only renting you on condition that you don't mess up the Erev Chatzeres. So the Homowak, everything is fine. The Washington Hotel, all of a shalom, everything would have been fine. I'm assuming it was owned by Frum Jews, right? And therefore, if that's the case, you don't have any issues in such a hotel. What about 99% of our hotels that we go to? You rent out, you have a Jewish caterer comes in, and he rents out the hotel with some plaza in the middle of nowhere, which is clearly not owned by from a Yidden. If that's the case, do you need an Erev Chatzeres? Now this, unfortunately, is not as clear. The Minchas Yitzchak says, well, 1 second, if a Nachri owns the hotel, you can't play this game that we're all Orchim, that we're all guests by him. That doesn't work. So you're really stuck. So what's the answer? So comes along the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, and based upon a sugya in Erevin and the Shulchan Aruch, wants to come up with a suggestion. His suggestion is like this, is that what defines a house? If it's the place where you sleep or the place that you eat. So the Gemara says the main part of the Iker is the Cheder Ochel, is the place that you eat. How many dining rooms are there in a hotel? Presumably there's one main dining room, or there's one kitchen, rather, is a better term. There's really one kitchen. So therefore, everyone is eating from the same kitchen. So therefore, it's like one big house. You're with me? According to that, we're all staying in one big house. You don't need an Erev Chatzeres. You don't need to make an Erev Chatzeres, yeah? Yeah, you could, but you don't even need that. You don't even need that. Here, this is now owned, if you have from a Yidden, you don't even need to get into this problem. Here, they have to come up with some reason to allow, when it's owned by a Nachri, it's the plaza in the middle of Hulitzville. So now, how are you going to get out not needing an Erev Chatzeres? Comes along Shmir Shabbos Kolchas and says that since the Cheder Ochel is the main room, there's only one Cheder Ochel, and therefore you're fine. The problem with that is that, first of all, some of these places has more than one kitchen, more than one dining room. Okay, so let's say it's a big hotel, it's a hotel, but it's got one huge dining room so that everyone's eating in the same place. But what about that? You're the antisocial guy. Not everyone wants to eat in the dining room with strangers. What do? You take your food and you go back to your room. You go back to your room. So if people are going to do that, so all of a sudden you can't say that there's one main area. Says the Shmir Shabbos Kachasa, we're not worried about that. Doesn't make a difference. Okay, some weirdos take their food back to the room. Doesn't make a difference. The main issue is the Cheder Ochel. And therefore, says the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, you would not need an Erev Chatzeres. Stop and think what that means. You don't have to rent it out. You don't have to go over to every Nachri in the place and rent it out. You don't even need to bake a box of matzahs. Everything is fine. The very fact that there is fundamentally one kitchen, that means it's like one house. You're in a house. It's just like having guests. It's just we're all in one house. There's no way of chatzeres by one house. You're with me? Comes along, the Arka Shabbos is not so fast. Not so simple. First of all, he says, what's the main part of the hotel? Is your room. He says, yeah, okay, you happen to eat there. But he says he disagrees. Yeah, in general, maybe the Cheder Ochel in the Gemara and Erevin in those times, that was it. But when you're renting a hotel room, you're not renting one seat in the dining room. You're renting room number 207 or 355. That's your room number. And therefore, says Archa Shabbos, it's debatable if you even can say that svar. Second of all, he says, people take food back to the room all the time. He says, people are madifim tvei lecho b'chadarma prativo bein anoshim zarim. You don't want to sit at some communal table with this other people. A bunch of weirdos at your table. I don't want to sit there. I'm going to take my food. I'm going back to the room. Says the Archa Shabbos, that breaks up the svar. Says the Archa Shabbos, therefore, you need to make an Erev Chatzeres. It's not such a big deal. You need to take a box of matzahs and combine the whole hotel. You could do it for other people, like we spoke about 2 weeks ago. You give it to someone else, give it to your next-door neighbor. You're in room 351. Go over to 352 and say, can you please take this box of matzahs for the whole entire hotel? He zochet for them. Everything is fine. There's one last problem, though, before we end. What about their Nachrim? There are any Yehudim who are staying in that hotel, and we said last time you have to rent their room in order that they don't mess up the Erev Chatzeres, which basically means you need to go over to the clerk behind the counter before Shabbos and give them $5 and say, can I please rent out the rights to walk into every room on Shabbos? Now, they may look at you like you're crazy, but you got to figure out a way to do this. This is not a simple thing, according to Archa Shabbos. You need to get permission from the proprietor to do it. How that's practically done, I've personally never done that. I think that it's a lot easier when a caterer is renting out 700 rooms out of a 1,000-place hotel. You could maybe just say, as part of the rental fee that I'm renting it, here's an extra $5, and I'll be acquire rights for the whole hotel. So that's, I guess, maybe that's the way they do that. Otherwise, I'm not sure. It's a big problem. You have to be careful. example, if you're going to a non-kosher hotel or a non-from hotel, owned by from hotel, you should make this Erev Chatziris if you want to carry. Otherwise, you have problems. You can't really carry from your room, even into the hallways. And again, if Shnovis Halacha.